scripture reading this morning is found in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 32. Mark 6, 30 through 32. Just a little prep for this. The 12 had been called by Jesus to follow him, and after a while, when they saw what he was doing and heard what he was teaching, he sent them out. Earlier in this sixth chapter of Mark, he sent them out two by two to preach the gospel, to call people to repentance, to pray and for the sick and to heal and cast out evil and so on. So they'd been busy doing that for a while. And then we pick up the story. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." And so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. This is the word of God for the people of God. So two college roommates were renting an apartment together off campus. And the apartment was a nice little two-bedroom apartment, one for each of them. It had a little kitchen with a refrigerator, and it had had a washer and dryer in the unit as well. One day they were doing a load of laundry in the washing machine, and it was going crazy. It was starting to jiggle all around. It was starting to spew stuff out. It was starting to just make a massive noise. They were worried it was going to crash through the wall, so they tried to turn it off. They pushed every button they could, turned every dial they knew to turn. They opened the lid. It still didn't stop. It was going crazy. One of the guys in just didn't know what to do, panicked, called his dad. Dad, our washing machine is just going wild. I can't figure out what to do. It won't stop. And dad said, "Did you unplug it?" "Oh, yeah, that would make sense." Problem, for the moment anyway, solved. It's easy to forget that when an appliance or some electrical device that we have is acting abnormally, out of whack, starting to scare us, we can just unplug it, disconnect it from the source of its power before it blows up or breaks down. And that's something that we need to figure out about our life as well. Because we can get caught up in the hecticness and the busyness of so many things that our pace can wear us out. And it can keep us from thinking clearly. It can keep us from relating well with others. And so physically, we can be overwhelmed. Emotionally, we can be overwhelmed. Spiritually, we can be overwhelmed if we're not managing our stress well. Anyone ever overwhelmed? Anybody ever feel like there's just way too much to do in a day or in a moment? Yes. So if we're finding ourselves in that kind of a condition, then it's important to try to restore the balance. If we're lacking sleep, if we're not eating well, if we're not exercising well, emotionally we can suffer, physically we can suffer, our relationships with others can suffer, spiritually our relationship with the Lord can suffer if things are out of whack and out of balance in our life. Now, one way to restore that balance is to unplug. Find ways to disconnect from our usual routine. Find ways to recharge our batteries. Find ways to seek a renewal. And that's the whole idea behind the biblical term Sabbath. The Sabbath is the idea of needing to rest, needing to unplug. Just like we need air to breathe, just like we need water to drink, just like we need food to eat, we need rest to help us stay healthy, to help us stay balanced. And that's why one of the Ten Commandments, you know, there's not 100 commandments, there's only 10. God narrowed it down to things we could count on the fingers of both hands. And one of them is to keep the Sabbath, is to be intentional about staying balanced. It doesn't mean keeping the Sabbath isn't about, you know, just going to church on Sunday. It's not about closing businesses on Sunday. That's not what the Sabbath is about. The Sabbath is about being intentional about rest, keeping your balance, making it a priority to unplug and find some renewal, spiritual, emotional, physical. 2,700 years ago, God had to remind his people about how important that is. And so this isn't something that just came with the Ten Commandments and was gone. It came through the prophets as well. It came through the teachings of Jesus, as we'll see. You know, this is something throughout Scripture from beginning to end is important. God has wired us. He's created us to need rest, to need Sabbath. And 2,700 years ago, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 30, verse 15, said to God's people, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, 'No, we will flee on horses. No, we will keep working even harder because we think that will bring us fulfillment. No, we will keep involving our children in yet another activity because that will make them well-rounded. No, we will ride this horse of success or this horse of prosperity or this horse of activity or this horse of productivity. We're going to ride this horse into the ground.' We're so set on experiencing meaningfulness in our world that we will ride every horse in the stable until it kills us." And that's not the biblical way to wholeness and fulfillment in life. Jesus taught the same thing. The 12 would come back from a successful missionary time, successful ministry work in the name of the Lord. And because so many people had come to receive that blessing of ministry from them and from the Lord himself, they found themselves not even having a chance to sit down for a meal. And so Jesus said to them, "Listen, let's get out of here for a while. Come with me. Come by yourselves away to a solitary place." And so they did. They went away, got in the boat, went across to the other side of the lake. It's easy to forget sometimes how to relax. I love this word, kind of a modern word that's going around now. It's called chillax. It's a combination of chill out and relax. And I think even though it's, you hear it every now and then, people saying chillax, usually it's a term that they apply to other people. "Hey, just chillax." You know, we've forgotten how to apply it to ourselves. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. I want to give you a little test. I want to see if you are aware of how sometimes your pace is more than what it needs to be. Here's a question for you. You put something in the microwave to warm it up, maybe 60 seconds. You put it in the microwave, 60 seconds. You push the start button. Then what do? You got to find something to do, right? Okay, I'll just wipe this spot up over here on the counter. I'll go over here and make sure this is straight. I'll put this dish back in the cupboard. I'll put something in the dishwasher. You can't sit still for 60 seconds until what you're warming up is done. You have to do something for those 60 seconds. Pay attention to that next time. Just see if you can just do nothing for 60 seconds while the microwave heats up your coffee or whatever. You know, it's a challenge to us to sit still. This passage from Mark chapter 6 has some clues for us on how to chillax, how to relax. And there's four of them. And they go with the letters R-E-S-T, R-E-S-T, rest. And the first thing that we learn from this scripture is to recognize the pressures that are in our life. Because so many people were coming and going, they recognized that. They recognized, oh my goodness, there's a whole bunch of people that are wanting to draw from us. They're going to kind of suck out of us energy and life. And even though it's good, even though that that we offer is prayer or some truth or some counsel or some help or some healing, all that's good. It still is something that draws from the Lord. It's still something that draws from the disciples. It was still something that drew their energy out. They recognized that there were so many people coming and going. They were relentless. The crowds were just relentless. It's kind of like the parable of the sower. You remember Jesus talking about how a farmer went out to sow some seed, and some fell on rocky ground, some fell on the path, some fell on good soil, but also some fell among the weeds. Remember that? And here's what he says about the weeds. Mark chapter 4, verse 18. The seed that's cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news, but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. And the stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. Jesus understands life in this world, and so he is trying to help us know that there are pressures, there are concerns, there's worries, there's things that distract us, things that cause us to go wacky and start spewing out suds and want to crash through the walls. And so it's important to identify those. Now, like I said a minute ago, they may even be good things. As a pastor over these many years, I've seen people who are at church doing wonderful things. And once in a while, somebody's just there a little bit too much for their own good, you know what I mean? And sometimes in a pastoral way, just have to put your arms around them and say, hey, you need to take a break right now. I know you would be perfect to do this, but let's let this person do that. You just take a break for a minute. Not that anything that they were doing was bad or uncalled for at all. It's just that, okay, we need some Sabbath here. We need to enter into some rest. This was also on display when Jesus went to visit his friends, Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus. He went to their house, and he went just around lunchtime. And so Martha got busy and started working in the kitchen, getting things ready for a meal. Mary, her sister, decided she was going to just sit on the sofa next to Jesus and listen to what he had to say and kind of learn from him. Well, Martha comes in from the kitchen. She goes, Lord, tell my sister, tell Mary to get in here and help me. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, Martha. Mary has chosen to sit here and just spend some time with me resting and relaxing. He didn't say this, but Martha would probably do you some good too. Just, you know, whatever's on the stove, just kind of turn it down, let it simmer. Just come over here and sit for a while. So the first way in which we need to enter into rest is to recognize the pressures that are in our life. Can you name some of those right now? You could probably write down 5 or 6 immediately, couldn't you? Things that stress us out, things that overwhelm us at times, like possibly work or family, relationships, friends, health, finances. Those kinds of things are pressures on us that we need to be aware of. They're like weeds that can grow up and strangle out health, a healthy balance in our life. So the second thing is then to evaluate our condition. They did not even have a chance to eat. There's so much pressure from people coming and going that here's the problem, they didn't have even enough chance to eat. And it's sometimes hard to diagnose our condition. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure, who can understand it? So it's not easy to understand what all those pressures, all those weeds growing up around us, what they may be doing to us. But it's important to try. Try to evaluate, what difference is that making in my life? Where am I unhealthy? Where are the washing machine agitation? Where's that going on in my life? Jesus talked about in the parable of the prodigal son, a man who had to come to him himself had to come to his senses to realize what condition he was in. It was the younger son who demanded his inheritance. He took the inheritance from his father, went off and spent it in wild living, and it was just not healthy, not good. And finally, he ran out of money. He ended up having to work at a hog farm. And as he was slopping the hogs, he realized what they were eating was better than what he had. That almost looked good to him, hog slop. He said, wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I thinking? He had an aha moment about what was going on in his own life. And we have to get to that place. We have to get to that place where we realize, okay, this is what's happening to me. Yeah, maybe I am losing sleep. Maybe I am not eating. You know, how are the pressures affecting you? We can get overly nervous. We can get discouraged, depressed. You know, how is what is happening due to the craziness in my life, how is that affecting me? That's an important step in understanding how it is we get to a place of rest. So recognize the pressures, evaluate your condition. Thirdly, stick with Jesus. So that's what he says next. Saw people coming and going. They weren't able to even have time to eat. So Jesus says, come. Come away with me. Come by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. That was his prescription that he wrote out. Okay, see what's going on. And it wasn't just for him, for them, it was for himself as well. He said, let's all go together. Let's get in the boat, go across to the other side of the lake. He knows us. He understands us. He was someone who, in his human form, remember, he was fully man and fully God. He got tired. He needed to rest. He needed to get to a place where he could take a deep breath. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He knows that we need it. He knows that's important for us. When was the last time that you heard the Lord speak just to you, just to your soul? Maybe you saw some beauty in creation and you knew that was the Lord speaking right to you, and so you said, thank you, Lord. Maybe you experienced some kind of an amazing blessing in your life and you knew that was God speaking to your heart and you just praised the Lord. That's what it means to stick with Jesus. Recognize the pressures, evaluate your conditions, stick with Jesus, go with him by yourself to a quiet place, get some rest. And fourthly, then, so take some action. And so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. They did something about it. Not only did he write a prescription for them, but they went and got the prescription fulfilled. They didn't just leave it sit. They went and did something about it. You know, it's up to us to respond to the Lord's invitation. He's always with us. There's no question about that. The question is whether we're with him. You know, you might want to, bless you, you might want to think about that sometimes when you're praying. You know, we pray a lot, and I've done this too, just, Lord, be with us. Well, there's no need to pray that because he's always with us. That's not a problem. The prayer I should be praying is, Lord, let me be with you. Lord, help me to stick with you. Help me to respond to you. Help me to hear your voice and take some steps to stay with you. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 12 to fix our eyes on Jesus. That's something that we do. He's everywhere. He's with us. Are we with him? Are we connecting with him? Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men in order that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hear the rest in that, the salvation in that. Fix your eyes on Jesus, because when you do, you'll find your rest, you'll find your strength. Jesus modeled that for us. He visited with friends. He spent time by himself. He got away from the crowds. He hiked up in the hills. He sought the Father in prayer. He took long walks. He sang songs. Jesus models how it is to enter into a time with him of rest. So recognize the pressures, evaluate your condition, stick with Jesus, take some action, R-E-S-T. So the question is, how often do you take some action? How often do you spend intentionally some time with the Lord? Sit down, just, and it doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 5 minutes, just to focus, consider Jesus, just to fix your eyes on Jesus. That might be in prayer. That might be in the Word. That might be listening to some worship songs or some songs that inspire. You know, might be just sitting outside and taking in the freshness of the morning and the beauty of the fall trees. But you've taken some action to relieve some of the pressures and be by yourself with Jesus. We talked a little bit about this idea of rest in our Bible study on Tuesday morning. We talked about finding a hiding place. Do you have a hiding place? It may not be even a physical place. It just might be some kind of mindset, some kind of intentional effort on your part to move your thinking to a particular place. And I told the group on Tuesday morning, I said, when I was growing up, I found a hiding place that I needed. I was the oldest of 8 children, and we were all living in the same house under the same roof together. And every once in a while, I would find that roof, and I would, on the outside, climb up on top of the roof and just sit there to get away from all that was going on in the house. And that lasted for a while until my mom found out that's what I was doing, and then that was the end of that. But that's what we need. There's pressures all around us, weeds growing around us. Those pressures get in the way of our relationships with others, our relationships with the Lord. We need balance. We need rest. We need to unplug, find a way to intentionally get up on the roof, find a way to intentionally spend time fixing our eyes on Jesus. Get it? Good. Let's pray together. Our loving God, you have our best interests at heart. All that you do for us is meant for our rest, physical, spiritual, even eternal rest, our salvation, in quietness and in strength. We find our salvation in you. And so help us, Lord, to pay attention today to what you're having to say to us. We know sometimes that that life can be hectic and busy and we need to unplug. Help us to find our rest in you. And if we're honest this morning, Lord, the opposite can be true too. There can be times when we don't have enough to do. And playing another game of solitaire isn't quite what we need to be about. And so, Lord, we pray that you help us find the balance. When the disciples got to the other side of the lake in the boat with Jesus, the crowd had followed him around to that side, and they wanted some more teaching. They wanted some more healing. And Jesus said to the disciples, let's re-engage. So here in those just few verses, Lord, you're teaching us it's important to find that rhythm, rest and work, busy and not busy, relaxing and engaged. That's what the Sabbath is all about. So we ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us to find a healthy rhythm in our life where we rest and we work, all of it in you. That's our prayer this morning in Christ's name. Amen.